1. Your license. 1. Classified driver licenses. 2. Licensing information. 3. Identifying yourself. 4. Non-US citizens. 5. Examination information. 6. Appointment. 7. License renewal. 8. Identification card. 9. Fees. 10. Organ donor program voluntary contributions. 1.1. Classified driver licenses. Florida classified driver licenses. The Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles issues the following classes of licenses: Class A, B, C, and E. Classes A, B, and C are for drivers of commercial motor vehicles such as large trucks and buses. Class E is for drivers of non-commercial vehicles. There is a separate manual entitled Commercial Driver License Manual for Truck and Bus Drivers. This manual is available at any driver licenses office or on the department's webpage at www.hsmv.state.fl.us. If you wish to drive a motor vehicle, you must be properly tested and licensed. 1.2. Licensing information. Who needs one? 1. If you live in Florida and want to drive a motor vehicle on public streets and highways. 2. If you move to Florida and have a valid license from another state, you must get a Florida license within 30 days of becoming a resident. You are considered a resident of Florida if you enroll your children in public school, or register to vote, or file for a homestead exemption, or accept employment, or reside in Florida for more than 6 consecutive months. Who does not need one? The following persons may drive in Florida without a Florida driver license, if they have a valid license from another state or country. Any non-resident who is at least 16 years old. Persons employed by the United States government driving a United States government motor vehicle on official business. Any non-resident working for a firm on a contract for the United States government. This exemption is only for 60 days. Any non-resident attending college in Florida. Persons who drive only vehicles like farm tractors or road machines temporarily on the highway may drive without a license. A licensed driver who lives in another state and travels regularly between his home and work in Florida. Non-resident migrant farm workers, even though they are employed or place children in the public schools, providing they have a valid license from their home state. Members of the armed forces stationed in Florida and their dependents, with these exceptions. 1. Service member or spouse claims homestead exemption. All drivers and family must obtain Florida licenses. 2. Service member becomes employed. All drivers and family must obtain Florida licenses. 3. Spouse becomes employed. Spouse and children who drive must obtain Florida licenses. 4. Child becomes employed. Only employed child who drives must obtain Florida license. Learner's driver license. A person who holds a learner's license must be accompanied by a licensed driver, 21 years of age or older, who occupies the front passenger seat closest to the right of the driver. Drivers can only drive during daylight hours during the first 3 months from the original issue date and must be accompanied by a licensed driver, 21 years or older, who occupies the front passenger seat. After the first 3 months, drivers may operate a vehicle from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with a licensed driver, 21 years of age or older, who occupies the front passenger seat. Drivers with a learner's license are ineligible for a motorcycle endorsement. Requirements: be at least 15 years old. Pass vision, road signs and road rules tests. Have the signature of one parent or a guardian on the parent consent form, if under age 18. Completion of traffic law and substance abuse education course. Two forms of identification. See identifying yourself. Social security number. Must be in compliance with school attendance, if under 18. The 2000 Florida legislature amended section 322.05, Florida statutes, changing the requirements to obtain a Class E license for a driver under the age of 18 holding a learner's license. The following requirements must be met in order to obtain a regular Class E license if a learner's license is issued on or after October 1, 2000. Must hold the learner's license for 12 months or until the 18th birthday. Must have no moving traffic violation convictions 12 months from the issue date of the learner's license. May have one moving traffic violation conviction within 12 months from the issue date of the learner's license, if adjudication is withheld. A parent, legal guardian or responsible adult over 21 years old, must certify that the driver has 50 hours of driving experience, of which 10 hours must be at night. Parents' consent for minors. If you are under 18 and are not married, your license application must be signed by one parent or a legal guardian. Step-parents may not sign for you unless they have legally adopted you. Proof of guardianship is required. The application must be signed in front of the examiner or notary public. Whoever signs your application agrees to take responsibility with you for your driving. If the signer decides not to accept responsibility for your driving, your license will be canceled. To cancel the license, the signer must write a letter to the department requesting to withdraw their consent for the minor driver. Include the complete name, date of birth and driver license number of the minor driver in the letter. The consent form must be notarized or signed in the presence of the examiner. 1.3. Identifying yourself application for driver license or identification card. Each application must include the following information. Statement from applicant swearing to or affirming that the information and statements on the application are true. Full name, first, middle or maiden, and last gender. Social security card number. County of residence. Country of birth. Mailing address. Legal proof of date of birth. Whether the applicant has previously been licensed to drive, and, if so, when and by what state, and whether any such license or driving privilege has ever been disqualified, revoked, or suspended, or whether an application has ever been refused, and, if so, the date of and reason for such disqualification, suspension, revocation, or refusal. May include fingerprints and other unique biometric means of identity and consent to release driving record information, entitling the department to request, receive, and exchange such information with other jurisdictions. Identifying yourself. Florida law requires identification, proof of date of birth and social security number if issued from all customers before a driver license or identification card can be issued. Each application for an original first-time driver license or identification card must present one of the following as their primary identification document. Primary identification. 1. Any person who holds a license or identification card from the District of Columbia, United States territories or one of our 50 states with the exception of those listed below may present his or her license or ID card as primary identification document. An approved secondary identification document is also required. Important note, driver licenses from Canada, United States territories, United States postseason, and the following states are acceptable as secondary identification only and to reciprocate driving privileges. Alaska, Iowa, North Carolina, Utah, Connecticut, Michigan, Oregon, Vermont, Hawaii, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Virginia, Illinois, Nebraska, Tennessee, Washington, Indiana, New Jersey, Texas, Wisconsin. 2. An original or certified United States birth certificate. 3. A United States passport. 4. A naturalization certificate issued by the United States Department of Homeland Security. 5. An alien registration receipt card. Green card. 6. Unemployment authorization card issued by the United States Department of Homeland Security. 7. Proof of non-immigrant classification provided by the United States Department of Homeland Security for an original driver's license. In order to prove non-immigrant classification, an applicant may produce the following documents, including, but not limited to, 1. A notice of hearing from an immigration court scheduling a hearing on any proceeding. 2. A notice from the Board of Immigration Appeals acknowledging pendency of an appeal. 3. A notice of the approval of an application of adjustment of status issued by the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service for any official documentation confirming the filing of a petition for asylum status or any other relief issued by the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service. 5. A notice of action transferring any pending matter from another jurisdiction to the state issued by the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service. 6. An order of an immigration judge or immigration officer granting any relief that authorizes the alien to live and work in the United States, including, but not limited to, asylum. Presentation of any documents listed under 6 and 7 entitles the applicant to a driver's license or temporary permit for a period not to exceed the expiration date of the document presented or 1 year, whichever occurs first. Secondary identification. 1. School record stating date of birth, which must contain the registrar's signature. 2. Transcript of the birth record filed with a public officer charged with the duty of recording certificates. 3. Baptism certificate, which shows date of birth and the place of baptism. 4. Family Bible record or birth announcement in a baby book. 5. An insurance policy on the customer's life, which has been in force for at least 2 years and which has the month, day and year of birth. 6. A military or military-dependent identification card. 7. Florida or out-of-state driver license, valid or expired, may also serve as a primary item. 8. Florida license record or identification card record. 9. Selective service registration draft card. 10. Florida Vehicle Registration Certificate HSMV 83399, owner's copy obtained from department, a tax collector's office, or an authorized tag agent where the customer's vehicle was registered, Florida or out-of-state registration certificate, if name and date of birth are shown. 11. Florida or out-of-state non-driver identification cards may also serve as a primary item. 12. Receipt copy of your last Florida driver license issuance. 13. Immigration Form I-571-14. Federal Form DD-214. Military Record 15. Marriage Certificate 16. Court Order, which includes legal name 17. A Florida Voter Registration Card, which has been issued in the past 3 months 18. Personal identification by an examiner or by a person well known to the examiner 19. Social Security Card 20. Parent Consent Form of Minor, signed by the parent or legal guardian 21. Government issued out of country passport, driver license, or identification card. Note, effective April 10, 2002. United States military ID cards with an officer rank will be accepted as proof of citizenship only. However, not as proof of primary identification. If you have legally changed your name by marriage or court order, you must submit the original or a certified copy of your marriage certificate or court order. No photocopies will be accepted unless certified by the issuing authority. 1.4. Non-U.S. citizens immigrants. Each immigrant who applies for an original driver license or identification card must submit alien registration receipt card, green card, form I-151 or I-551, I-551 stamp in passport or on I-94 immigration judge's order, with the customer's A number, granting asylum I-797, with the customer's A number, stating the customer has been granted asylum I-797 or another form from the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services, with the customer's A number, stating the customer's application for refugee status is approved. Non-immigrants. Each non-immigrant who applies for an original driver license or identification card must submit Employment Authorization Card issued by the United States Department of Justice Form I-688B or I-766 Proof of Non-Immigrant Classification provided by United States Department of Justice Form I-94, not expired, with required supporting attachment S. If in doubt regarding required documents, please bring all of your BCIS documentation with you. I-94s must be accompanied by a passport. Certain classifications require additional documentation. Some examples are, OF1 and M1 classification must also be accompanied by an I-20. OIJ1 or J2 designation must be accompanied by an IAP-66. O refugee, asylee and parolee classifications must be accompanied by additional documentation. The following documents will only be accepted with a supporting document, including but not limited to a passport, Florida driver license or identification card, driver license from any other state, employment authorization card, employer identification, identification from home country, identification from school or college, social security card or other BCIS document. I-571 travel document, refugee travel permit, I-512 parole letter accepted, IJO asylum or cancellation of removal, immigration judge's order granting asylum or cancellation of removal. All required and supporting documents must be original or certified. Documents must be valid for more than 30 days from the date of issuance. Non-U.S. citizens applying for an original driver license will be issued a 30-day, no photo, paper temporary permit and a receipt. Non-U.S. citizens applying for an identification card will be issued a receipt. All records are transmitted to our database in Tallahassee, where the information will be examined and run against FDLE, FBI and BCIS databases. Upon identity and legal status verification, a driver license or identification card will be issued within 30 days from Tallahassee, mailed to the address on the driver record. The license or identification card will be issued for the period of time specified on the BCIS document. If a problem is detected, a denial of issuance letter will be mailed to the customer. Canadian citizens. Under federal law, Canadian citizens are non-immigrants and are allowed to stay in the U.S. without obtaining BCIS documentation. Canadians without BCIS documents must provide proof of Canadian citizenship to be issued a Florida driver license or identification card by presenting one of the following and a secondary document: Canadian passport, original or certified Canadian birth certificate, Canadian naturalization certificate. All Canadian citizens will be issued an original or renewal driver license for one calendar year from the date of issue. If you are not a Canadian citizen and have a Canadian driver license, you are required to provide the same proof of legal presence as any other non-U.S. citizen. Renewals, duplicates or replacements for non-United States citizens. Any immigrant holding a driver license or identification card who needs a renewal, duplicate or replacement driver license or identification card must always apply in person at a driver license office at least one time after March 1, 2002, and re-present his/her identification documents required by Florida law. Any non-immigrant holding a driver license or identification card who needs a renewal, duplicate, or replacement driver license or identification card must apply in person at a driver license office and present identification and legal presence documents. If you do not have the required documents showing legal presence, your driver license or identification card will be retained and a receipt issued. If you have an unexpired driver license, you will be issued a 30-day temporary permit. When you return with the required documentation, you will be processed for renewal, duplicate or replacement license and the expiration date will be changed to the expiration date on your BCIS document. Name change for non-United States citizens. If you have legally changed your name by marriage or court order, you must have your name changed on your Citizen and Immigration Services USCIS documents. A receipt from USCIS indicating Form I-90 has been filed for a name change is acceptable for a name change on your driver license or identification card. Canadian citizens, if you have legally changed your name by marriage or court order, you must have your name changed on your Canadian license and or passport before applying for a name change on your driver license or identification card. Traffic law and substance abuse education. If you have never been issued a license in any jurisdiction, state or country, you are required to complete a traffic law and substance abuse education course before you will be issued a license. Consult your local phone directory for locations in your area. Driver education. Driver education courses can help you develop the skills you need to be a safe driver. You can obtain more information by referring to your local telephone directory under driving instruction or traffic schools. Third-party testing. Many driver education teachers assist the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles DHSMV in licensing new drivers. Students who complete their driver license tests through DHSMV approved driver education licensing assistance program DELAP courses in participating public or private schools will have the results entered into the department's test records by their driver education teacher. These results will be used by the local driver license office for issuance of a learner's driver license or Class E license. DHSMV may, however, test any student on a random basis before issuing a driver license. Restriction and endorsement codes on Florida licenses. Restriction codes. A corrective lenses means a person must wear corrective lenses at all times when operating a vehicle. Be outside rearview mirror left side means the vehicle the person is driving must have a left outside rearview mirror on the car. See business purposes only means a driving privilege that is limited to any driving necessary to maintain livelihood, including driving to and from work, necessary on the job driving, driving for educational purposes, and driving for church and for medical purposes. De-employment purposes only means a driving privilege that is limited to driving to and from work and any necessary on the job driving required by an employer or occupation. E-daylight driving only means the person can only drive during daylight hours. F-automatic transmission means the person can only drive a vehicle that has automatic transmission. G-power steering means the person must drive a vehicle with power steering. I-directional signals means a person must drive a vehicle equipped with mechanical signals. J-grip on steering wheel means the vehicle must be equipped with a knob or grip on a steering wheel. K-hearing aid means the person must wear a hearing aid at all times while driving a CDL vehicle. L-seat cushion means the person must use a seat cushion at all times while driving. M-hand controls or pedal extension means the vehicle must be equipped with hand controls or a pedal extension. And left foot accelerator means the vehicle must be equipped with a left foot accelerator. P probation interlock device means the vehicle must be equipped with a device that locks the ignition at times specified by the court imposing the restriction. S other restrictions means there are other restrictions imposed on this license. T no passengers on motorcycle means the person cannot have a passenger when driving a motorcycle. X medical alert bracelet means the person wears a medical alert bracelet. Y educational purposes only means the person can drive only for educational purposes. Restriction codes appearing on commercial driver licenses only. 1 vehicles with O air brakes, issued to those who have not passed the required written and or skills test for the operation of vehicles with air brakes. 2 CDL Interstate only CMV issued to those who are authorized to operate commercial motor vehicles inside Florida only. 3 Bus only CMV issued to persons who are only authorized to operate a commercial vehicle that is a bus. 4 CMV less than 26,001 pounds gross vehicle weight rating 5NO tractor trailers 6NO class A passenger vehicles 7NO class B passenger vehicles. Note. Drivers with a restriction on their license who do not comply with the requirements of the restriction can be issued a citation for violation of restriction and could be suspended. Offenses of this type are a second-degree misdemeanor, except for violations of Restriction Code X endorsement codes. These endorsements are placed on Class A, B, or C commercial driver licenses. H placard at HAZMAT, issued to those who have passed the required written tests and who will transport placarded hazardous materials. N-tank vehicles, issued to those who have passed the required written tests and who will drive tank vehicles. P passengers, issued to those who have passed the required written and skills tests and who will drive passenger vehicles. T double triple trailers, issued to those who have passed the required written tests and who will drive double or triple tractor trailer vehicles. S school bus, issued to those who have passed the required written and skills tests and who will drive a school bus. X placard at HAZMAT and tank vehicles, issued to those who qualify for endorsements H and N. 1.5. Examination information, physical and mental requirements. You must list any physical or mental problems on your license application that might affect your driving. Many of the physical problems can be handled by placing restrictions on your license. If you have epilepsy, fainting spells, dizziness, blackouts or any other medical condition that could impair your driving, you may be asked to have your doctor complete a medical report form. These forms may be requested through your local driver licenses office and are mailed directly to you. The report must be completed by your doctor and submitted to the department before a license is issued. If you are diabetic and use insulin, you may request that insulin dependent is indicated on your license. Test requirements. Persons applying for original Florida license are required to take the following tests. 1. Learner's driver license, vision, hearing, road signs, and Class E road rules. 2. Class E license, vision, hearing, road signs, Class E road rules and driving test. 3. Note, persons holding valid license from other state, U.S. possessions, France, or Canada are only required to take a vision test unless their driving ability is questionable. Persons holding a license from Germany and Taiwan are required to take the vision, hearing and written exam. The driving test may be waived unless their driving ability is questionable. Motorcycle endorsement. In addition to the above tests, customers requesting motorcycle endorsements must pass the written motorcycle knowledge test and on-cycle skill test unless they have a motorcycle endorsement on their out-of-state license. See Florida Motorcycle Handbook for motorcycle information. 4. Commercial driver licenses. See Florida Manual for Truck and Bus Drivers for required exams. All vehicles used for driving or on-cycle skill test are inspected by the examiner. Purpose of driver license examination. The purpose of the license examination is to determine several things. 1. Can you read and understand road signs, traffic signals and highway markings? 2. Do you know the Florida driving rules? 3. Can you see well enough to drive safely? 4. Do you have the skill and experience to drive safely? 5. Do you have any physical or mental handicaps that would affect your driving? Examination information. Vision test. Standard vision screening. Lenses or glasses. You will be restricted to wearing corrective lenses when you drive if you need to wear contact lenses or glasses to pass the test. Telescopic lenses. You are not eligible for a driver license if you wear glasses with telescopic lenses. Requirements. Your driving privilege will be revoked if you are unable to meet the rules of vision standards. To pass, you must meet the following vision standards with or without corrective lenses. 20/14 or better vision in each eye, with or without corrective lenses meets state requirements without referral to an eye specialist. 20/50 or worse vision in either eye with or without corrective lenses are referred to an eye specialist for possible improvement. 20/70 or worse vision in either eye, or in both eyes together may pass with or without corrective lenses. If vision cannot be improved. However, if one eye is blind or 20/200 or worse, the other eye must be 20/14 or better. The use of telescopic lenses to meet visual standards is not recognized in Florida. Road sign test, multiple choice test which consists of 20 road signs for you to identify by color, shape or meaning. Road rules test, multiple choice test which consists of 20 questions regarding Florida traffic laws. Vehicle inspection, your vehicle will be inspected to determine that it is safe for a road test. Driving test. You must provide a vehicle for the driving test. Proof of personal injury protection insurance and valid vehicle registration must be provided on the vehicle for the driving test. If you do not have a valid license, you must be accompanied by a licensed driver. No one may accompany you in the examiner's during the driving test. You will be expected to perform the following maneuvers on the driving test. Turn about, turn your car around in a 30 to 40 space. Shift gears, change gears smoothly and correctly if your car has a manual shift transmission. Approach OF crossing, get in the proper lane and look in each direction. Change gears smoothly and correctly if your car has a manual shift transmission. Observe right OF way. Allow pedestrians to cross, pull over and stop for emergency vehicles and do not enter an intersection where you will interfere with other traffic. Straight in parking, park your vehicle inside the parking space straight in. When properly parked, the vehicle should be centered inside the space with no part of the vehicle extending out in the traffic lane. This maneuver gives the examiner the opportunity to observe your ability to 1. Handle the vehicle in close quarters. 2. Judge distance. 3. Maintain control of the vehicle as you turn into a straight-in parking space. Stop start on a grade. If there is no hill on your driving test, this maneuver is simulated when the car is in the straight-in parking space or when the car is pulled over to the side of the road before the turnabout maneuver. You will be instructed to show or tell the examiner what you would do if you were going to leave the vehicle parked up or down a hill, with or without a curb. Stop quickly, drive at 20 miles per hour and make a quick, safe stop when the examiner instructs you. Backing, back for a distance of 50 feet at a slow speed. Do not use the rearview mirror when backing. Look to the rear instead. Obey stop signs. Give the proper signal if turning, approach in the proper lane, come to a complete stop before reaching the pedestrian crosswalk or stop line, and remain stop until you can move safely without interfering with cross traffic. Obey traffic signals, get into the proper lane and approach the light at a speed that will allow you to stop if the light should change. When you must stop, stop before the pedestrian crosswalk or stop line. When the light turns green, do not move forward until the other traffic has cleared the intersection. Give the correct signal for stopping and turning. Watch for no turn and one-way signs. Signal and turn, get into the proper lane and signal your turn for the last 100 feet. You may use either hand signals or mechanical signals. Slow before reaching the crosswalk and turn into the proper lane. Passing. Always look ahead and behind to make sure you can pass safely. Pass on the left, unless the car ahead is about to make a left turn or is in the left turn lane on a street with more than one lane in each direction. Do not pass on the shoulder side of the road. Stay in proper lane, drive in the right lane except on a one-way street. Do not change lanes until you may do so safely. Follow at a safe distance. Do not drive too closely behind other cars. Use the 2-second rule, see page 23. Use proper posture, keep both hands on the steering wheel and do not rest your elbow in the window. The examiner will explain any mistakes you may have made after the test is completed. If you disqualify on the driving test, you will be asked to study or practices before returning for another test. You will be asked to return another day for additional tests. If you pass the examination, the examiner will collect the fee and issue your license. If you surrender a valid learner's license, you are not charged additional fees for the replacement class E1.6. Appointments. Appointments are recommended for any of the services provided by the driver licenses offices. Appointments can be made by using online appointment services and information system. OASIS http://oasis.hsmv.state.fl.us/. A listing of driver licenses offices is located on our homepage at www.hsmv.state.fl.us. Schedule your appointment in advance and report at least 5 minutes before your scheduled time. Change of address. You must obtain a new license showing your new address within 10 days of the change. You may change the address on your driver license or identification card by 1. Using your home touch-tone telephone, 1-866-467-3639, there is a $10 license fee. 2. By mail, be sure to include your complete name, new address, driver license number, and date of birth. Mail to Division of Driver Licenses, Mail Stop 92, Post Office Box 5775, Tallahassee, Florida, 32314-5775. Include a $10 check or money order payable to DHSMV. You will receive the appropriate corrections by mail. Please allow 30 days for processing. 3. Visiting your local driver licenses office. 4. Internet at http://www.grenew.com. There is a $10 license fee. 5. After your request is processed, you will receive a sticker to be placed on the back of your current license. Drivers with a digital license will receive a new license. Florida law requires that you destroy your old driver license after receiving the new license. 6. Non-immigrants will need to go to a driver license office to change the address on a driver license or ID card. If you fail to report a change of address, you may not receive your motor vehicle registration renewal or your driver's license renewal. If you are pulled over by law enforcement and the address on your driver license is incorrect, you may receive a citation. 1.7. License renewal. Renewing your driver license. Driver licenses are valid for 4 or 6 years. Before you renew your license, your driving record is checked. Original first-time and renewal applicants who have a conviction-free record for the past 3 years and no suspensions or revocations for the past 7 years will be issued a safe driver 6-year license. Your license may not be renewed if 1. You are not qualified to receive a license. 2. You did not answer a summons which involved a traffic violation. 3. Your driver license is suspended, revoked or canceled. Renewal options. Male drivers who are U.S. citizens or immigrants may renew through the mail for 2 consecutive license expirations. You may receive a mail-in renewal packet approximately 30 days prior to your license expiration. There are no additional fees for renewing by mail. Internet. You can renew by internet at http://grenew.com. Telephone. You can renew by telephone by calling 1-866-467-3639. There is a $2.90 service fee in addition to the renewal fee. After your request is processed, you will receive a 4 or 6 year renewal sticker to be placed on the back of your current license. Drivers with a digital license will receive a new license. Florida law requires that you destroy your old driver license after receiving the new license. All drivers who are over 79 years of age and who are in the process of renewing their driver license are required to pass a vision test. The test may be administered at the driver license office at no additional charge or your licensed healthcare practitioner, such as your medical doctor, osteopath or optometrist. A vision examination report must be completed and submitted to the department if your vision test is administered by your doctor. For your convenience, you can ask your healthcare practitioner to file the form electronically on the web http://www.hsmv.state.fl.us/vision/. Subsequent to it being filed electronically, you will then be able to renew via the internet, telephone, or mail. Should you elect to have your vision tested at the local driver license office, please schedule an appointment so that we can serve you more efficiently. Upon passing the vision screening, you can complete the renewal process. However, if a problem is detected, you will be referred to your eye doctor for follow-up prior to being able to renew. Contact information. By telephone, customer service center 850-922-9000. By email, vision@hsmv.state.fl.us. Military renewal by mail. Members of the U.S. Armed Forces serving on active duty outside of Florida may renew their license by mail without examination. Their spouses and children living with them may do the same. At least 3 months prior to the expiration of your license, write to Division of Driver Licenses, 2900 Appalachia Parkway, MS 92, Tallahassee, Florida, 32399-0575 or email your request at ddl@hsmv.state.fl.us. Provide your name as it appears on your license, the driver license number, your date of birth and out-of-state address and zip code. The department will advise you further by return mail. Veterans. Any veteran honorably discharged from the armed forces who was issued a valid identification card by the Division of Veterans Affairs of the Department of Administration, or a letter of disability determination from the Veterans Administration, and has been determined by the Veterans Administration to have a 100% service-connected disability, and who is qualified to obtain a Class E, is exempt from paying initial, renewal and motorcycle endorsement fees. Name change U.S. citizens. You must bring a court order, marriage certificate or divorce decree to a driver license office to prove your name change. Documents must be original or certified copies. Duplicate license. If your driver license is lost, stolen or destroyed, apply for a duplicate immediately. At your driver license office you will need to sign a statement that you have lost your license. Show your identification. Pay the duplicate license fee $10. You may also apply for a duplicate license by internet at http://www.grenew.com. 1.8. Identification card. Identification card. If you need an identification card, you can apply for one at any driver license office. To obtain an identification card, you must 1. Be 5 years old or older. Any person, regardless of age, can be issued an identification card if applying for a disabled parking permit. 2. Present your official Social Security card that was issued by the Social Security Administration. And 3. Present required identification. See section under Identifying Yourself. The card will contain your color photograph, full name, sex, address, date of birth, and other data the department may require. Identification cards are valid for 4 years. Citizens 60 years of age or older are issued a non-expiring identification card. Note, expiration dates may vary for identification cards issued to non-U.S. citizens. Driver licenses agents tax collectors. Your local tax collector may provide full or limited driver license services. Additional service fees may be charged if you obtain a driver license or identification card from a licensed agent. Please contact your local tax collector for additional service fee information. Selective service. State law requires any male that is a U.S. citizen or immigrant who is at least 18 years old but less than 26 years old to comply with federal selective service system requirements when applying to receive a driver's license, a learner's driver's license, a commercial driver's license, an identification card, or renewal or duplicate card or license. Any driver license or identification card application consents to the federal selective service system requirements. 1.9. Fees for license. Initial license fee for first Florida license $20, learner's driver license original $20, class E renewal $15, learner's license renewal $15, commercial driver license $50, duplicate license if a license is lost or destroyed $10, stolen license if police report filed no fee, replacement license you must turn in the incorrect license $10, other fees, commercial driver license endorsements $5, motorcycle endorsement $5, identification card original $3, identification card duplicate or renewal $10, delinquent fee $1, written re-exams $5, driving re-exams $10, service fees, administrative fee, alcohol and drug-related offenses in addition to any other required fees $115 after a license has been revoked $60 after a license has been suspended $35 after a license has been disqualified $60 worthless checks $45 D6 suspension, child support, failed to pay court financial obligations $47.50 insurance suspension fees failure to maintain PIP insurance, first suspension $150 second suspension $250 third suspension $500 failure to maintain liability insurance $15. Note, if you are suspended under both the PIP and the liability law, you will be charged both reinstatement fees. Financial Responsibility Law 1.10. Organ Donor Program Voluntary Contributions Florida Organ and Tissue Donor Program. Through the miracle of transplantation, many people are living healthy, productive lives. However, the need for donated organs and tissues continues to outpace the supply. Right now, there are thousands who would be helped if more of us became organ and tissue donors. Organ and tissue donations provide each of us with a special opportunity to help others. Donation of vital organs and tissues can save lives where no other hope is available. Heart, liver, lung and kidney transplants save lives every day. Additionally, bone, skin and cornea transplants often restore sight and save burn victims. How can you help? 1. Indicate your desire to donate organs and tissues on your Florida driver license or identification card. 2. Tell your nearest relative or legal guardian. 3. Donate a minimum of $1 to fund organ and tissue donor education. 4. All of the above. Voluntary contributions. When you are applying for a driver license or identification card, you may voluntarily contribute to the following special trust funds. Election Campaign $5 minimum to be transferred to the Election Campaign Financing Trust Fund. Florida Organ and Tissue Donor Education and Procurement Trust Fund $1 minimum for organ and tissue donor education and for maintaining the Organ and Tissue Donor Registry. Florida Council of the Blind $1 minimum to the Florida Council of the Blind. Prevent Blindness of Florida $1 minimum to prevent blindness and preserve the sight of the residents of the state of Florida. Hearing Research Institute $2 minimum for infant hearing screening in Florida. Juvenile Diabetes Foundation International $1 minimum contribution. Children's Hearing Help Fund $1 minimum contribution.